Christine Harrisser.
And I'm Bernhard Ziemek.
And this is Short Take, a German Films podcast.
Actor and musician Jonas Ney had his international breakthrough in 2015 with the highly acclaimed television series Deutschland 83, which was sold to over 20 countries. After 2018's second season, Deutschland 86, the show is now going into its third season. Deutschland 89 will come to Amazon Prime in 2020.
Initially, Jonas wanted to be a music teacher and started moonlighting as an actor only in addition to his studies. Born in Lübeck in 1990, he graduated in pop and jazz piano studies at the Musikhochschule Lübeck and now regularly performs with his band Pudeldame. And FYI, as the accomplished composer that he is, he actually composed the music for this very podcast.
When Jonas Ney was 13 years old, he started his acting career with the children's crime series 4 gegen Z. His work includes productions for German television as well as feature films. In the last 3 years, Jonas worked on The Rebel, directed by Randa Chahut, as well as the miniseries The Master Butcher, based on the novel by Louise Edrich, in addition to Deutschland 89. He was also part of our 2019 Face-to-Face with German Films campaign, which supports German talent internationally.
Now that Jonas is about to return to your TV screens as Martin Rauch, he sat down with us via Zoom for this interview. Hi Jonas, thank you for joining us today. Our podcast, Short Take, is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. So let's dive right in. How would you describe your current state of mind or mood in 3 words?
It's like 3 words. Tiger in cage.
What is your favorite pastime?
In the studio. Should it be more than three words this time? No, three. Okay.
Yeah. What is your guiltiest pastime?
Netflix. Maybe. Yeah, of course. I think Netflix or Amazon Prime streaming or binging. That's my guilty pleasure.
All right. What is the favorite job you've done?
Well, music-wise, I think it was the soundtrack to Master Butcher. And film-wise, it's been the series Deutschland 83 to 89.
What do you most cherish in friendships?
Reliability? Is that even a word?
Is that, does yes, that it is.
All right.
Who are your real-life heroes?
Film-wise, I would say it's Anders Thomas Jensen. I don't know if that sounded right because it's Danish, but it's a really, really brilliant director, Danish director. And music-wise, I think it's always been Sting from his Police times on until now.
If you weren't an actor, what would you be?
Musician. I'm pretty sure that I would be musician, but only musician then, yeah.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would love to paint.
What's the last book you read?
The last book. I'm in the middle of the Schach novelle.
Stefan Zweig, always good.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet. But it's really inspiring, actually. I got the whole bibliography of Stefan Zweig now. I'm going from somewhere to somewhere. Let's have a look. Well, it's like a band project, actually. Everybody in the band reads Stefan Zweig. No, I don't know why, but yeah, these are the times. We got time to read.
So it's like a band book club?
Yeah, kind of. We don't have that that canon yet. So we don't have, and our producer was telling us about this like whole bibliography of Stefan Zweig, and then we decided to buy it and to read it.
Do you have a favorite literary hero or heroine?
Yeah, it's quite modern, I would say. Daniel Kielmann.
What's the last movie or TV series you saw?
Yeah, my girlfriend and me, we're in the middle of Friends now. We're in season 2. Yeah, it takes some time to watch it, but we started now. I've seen some Friends episodes with my older sister back when I was, I don't know, 14 or 15, living at home, but in German, and we were like, we have to rewatch it. We have to watch it in English, and now we're totally addicted.
Do you have a favorite German film?
Oh, there are some. Oh, I've seen a kids movie, The Little Witch. That was wonderfully made. I mean, it's not like what everybody would say probably, but that was cineastic and so beautifully made for children. That's just some months ago that I watched it. And it was so flashed. And what else? Oh, we got so many beautiful films. But it's just, you just wanted to have one film, right?
We just wanted to have one.
Okay, that was one. You have to take it.
Yeah. We'll take The Little Witch. What was the last podcast you heard or you're hearing currently?
The last podcast? I've heard The Hörsaal from Deutschlandfunk. I don't know how to say it in English. Germany Funk? No, that's not the word. I don't know. Deutschlandfunk, it's a radio channel. Yeah, and they got this 1 hour length podcast of professors, like only recorded professors in universities, and they're talking about the state of art in their topic, what they're talking about. It's like a TED talk maybe. And that's a beautiful podcast. I've just worked in the west of Germany, and it was like a 6-hour drive from there to my hometown, and I heard like 6 podcasts in a row, only Hörsaal, and I felt so smart afterwards. It's really nice. It's good.
Very good. Which trait do you like most in yourself?
I think I'm not so judgy. That's not a trait, is it? To be not so judgy,
well,
is it?
To be open, you know, you're a very open person.
Yeah, you could say, yeah, absolutely. And I'm really passionate. I can get really, really passionate in every way. You know, you can really, if something really like strikes me and motivates me, I'm totally into things. Yeah.
Which brings us to. Which trait do you dislike about yourself?
Oh, I'm so bad at every kind of structure. And I always, you know, I've always been. I was so bad at keeping my stuff together. I'm always losing stuff, you know? Like really, really losing. I lost everything in my 28 years. No, it's a 29? 29 years of living. I lost everything. I lost suits on the way to awards. I lost shoes, I lost, of course, keys, wallet, phones, but I lost like the most insane things. I lost bikes. I just lost a bike that my girlfriend gave me as a present, and I don't know
we need to do a whole podcast just about that.
Oh man, but that I really dislike. I feel so guilty about that, because when people, you know, that's not a sign of me not loving things. It's just, I don't know where my mind is. I'm always losing stuff. I'm always in a rush, and I'm always leaving stuff behind, and that I really hate.
What is the last thing you regret, and why?
Oh, that's a good sign that I had to think about it, right? What I regret? Total emptiness in my head.
That is a very good sign. Should we can move on to the next question.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, I didn't really regret something in the last time, obviously. Yeah, let's move on. Maybe I'll find a good answer. Maybe somehow during the conversation I'll be like, oh yeah, who knows.
All right, which random thing makes you happy?
There are always there are always like times during the day, you know, my brain always works in rhymes and in lyrics somehow. It's always one song that I'm working for my band, and there's always this one moment on the day when I'm like, ah, yeah, I got a line. And that really makes me happy. That can be like standing in a supermarket or, I don't know, riding the bike, wherever, or under the shower, and then I get this like endorphiny moment where I know, oh, that's a good line, and then I speed to my cell phone and type it down.
Do you have a life motto?
Well, basically what my mom and my dad always told me, or us three kids always told, was that it doesn't really matter what we're doing for a living or as a hobby or whatever, but we should do it like we should put a lot of effort or all our passion into it. And I think that really helped me during my 29 years of life. That's a good motto to, you know, just to put everything into something that you really like. For me, that worked perfectly fine.
And now we're going really, really deep for the last question.
Wow.
How would you like to be remembered?
Maybe as somebody who did not always do all things for himself, but like did good for other people too, you know? Like not as a selfish person, but you know, when I still went to school, I gave guitar and piano lessons and drum lessons as well, and for young kids, and from time to time they started to cut their hairs like me and stuff, and it was like I was like the older brother for them, you know. And at that time I had the feeling of, okay, I'm doing something really good here, you know, that's bringing joy to their lives, and it's not all about me. It's just that, you know, I really don't know what they're doing right now, but I had the feeling of, okay, that's given a positive influence into their lives as well. That's probably why I studied being a teacher as well, because I really like, you know, things that last for other people.
Yeah, I think it's really great if you can make a connection.
I hope so. We'll see.
That was it. Thank you very much for the interview.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Wonderful, wonderful. That was me.
Short Take is produced by Christine Harrisser and Bernhard Ziemek on behalf of German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide.
To find out more about Jonas's music and acting, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.